Blog Talk Radio. For that selection. I love that song. It's letting us know that no matter what we're going through, God is bigger than that. And since we're new creatures in Christ, we can stand on that word. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 16. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Amen.
Right.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today just giving you thanks for all things, thanking you for your word today, Father God. We thank you for this broadcast and for the listeners and those that participate, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for our pastor as he continues on this journey of teaching us of the true church. And Lord, we just ask that you will continue to open up our hearts and our minds to receive this word, because as your word tells us, you will dwell in us. And Father God, let us stand on this word and believe this word for what it says, Father God, and draw closer to you. We bind up anything and everything that try to come up against us, try to hinder our thoughts, try to hinder the spirit from being in us. Lord, we binding up anything that may try to come up against our pastor as he diligently teaches this word. And Lord, we give you praise for your word. Bless all those, Father God, who have asked us to keep them in prayer, those that are sick and shut in. Be with those, Father God, who are bereaved. Lord, we give you praise as we continue to pray one for another. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. We are talking about the true church. And you have to have the revelation to know that the church is not, or if I should say what the church is not, because this isn't where you meet. Church isn't a building. Church is what you do. Church is who you are. Church is the human outworking of the person of Jesus Christ. As I continue to say, let's not go to church. Let's be the church. 1 Corinthians 3:16, 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. Know ye not that you are. And I want to continue to say that you are church. So the church walks around. Church is mobile. And that's why 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That's why we have the word of God. So that people will get a true meaning of each and every word. So I would like to see the New Testament church. The New Testament church is a true church. It's scripture designed, if I must. Yesterday, and it's nothing that you see through the optical nerve. I know yesterday we were dealing with the word over, I think it was in Luke 17 and 20. And, but I understand what was happening before. Jesus was doing some stuff that was not expected from a Jew. Because a Jew didn't have any dealing with Samaritans. And here Jesus, this Samaritan, had laid face on his face. Flat on his face, and he asked Jesus, in other words, help me. He cried with a loud voice. He was glorifying God. And Jesus answered, the Bible says, and he says, where there are not 10 of you guys are clean, and where are the other 9? Man, I just saw so much revelation in that. He said, there are not found that return to give glory to God. They, this stranger, he called him a stranger. The church folk didn't come back, y'all. In other words, the church folk didn't appreciate God changing their lives, cleansing them. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith have made thee whole. And when the Pharisees saw this, they demanded that Jesus tell them when the kingdom of God should come. And he answered them and said, kingdom of God cometh not with observation. In other words, you won't be able to see it through the naked eye. And further investigating of this word observation in the Greek, it means that not only will you see it, and not only you won't see it through the optical nerve, but you won't understand it. Because the word observation really means to see with understanding, or to see it and, or you don't see it and try to understand what you don't see with observation, and it don't work that way. So you can't see it, and you won't understand it, and the whole idea is to try to understand things through observation with understanding. Now, well, why are you telling us all this? Here's why. Because you won't see the church through the optical nerve, and you won't understand it through the optical nerve. Do that make sense? Maybe I need to kind of go back over that, because I was excited when I read that and got the real definition for this word from the Greek. But when you observing something, I'm going to make it real plain. Well, I'm going to have Pastor read that scripture, too. It's in Luke 17.
Did you like me to read that, Pastor?
Yes, please. 17, 20, and 21.
Okay. From the King James. So when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Amen. And in the Message Bible, Jesus grilled by the Pharisees on when the kingdom of God would come, answered, "The kingdom of God doesn't come by counting the days on the calendar, nor when someone says, look here or there it is." And why? Because God's kingdom is already among you. Amen.
Yeah, see, they wanted to see how God's government operated, his kingdom, what Jesus was over, what he was doing, which happens to be the church, okay? I'll just make it real plain for you so you don't have to do all that research. The kingdom of God would not come through observation. You won't be able to see the church through the optical nerve. But yet, look at what people do. Think about that. They go to church looking for the church. You shouldn't do that. You're going against the grain. You're going against the very thing that Christ teaching. And you think you're going to see something at the church. You won't. And if you did, you're not going to understand it. Then you go back to the book of Isaiah. And they have eyes and they won't even see it. They won't understand it. See? So the true church is the kingdom of God. That's the true church. The true church is the kingdom of God. In John 10, as Pastor read that, in John 10, I think we did verse 1, verse 7, and verse 9. We didn't finish that, so let's finish that one. That's the Gospel of St. John, and chapter 10, and I'll just let Pastor do it out of the verse 10 says, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enter not by the door into the sheepfold, but climb up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber."
Okay, and that was St. John 10 and verse 10.
No, that was verse 1.
Oh, verse 1. I'm sorry, Pastor. Okay, it says, let me set this before you as plainly as I can. If a person climbs over or through the fence of a sheep pen instead of going through the gate, you know he's up to no good. A sheep rustler. Amen.
This is the truth about the church, brothers and sisters. It's guaranteed. God got his word behind it. When he said, verily, verily, he's saying, truly, truly. That's what that means. I'm telling you the truth with the truth. And it's guaranteed that if you try to come in here into the church any other way, You're coming like a thief and a robber. And you've been caught already.
Have mercy.
You've been caught. And the seventh verse says, then said Jesus unto them again. Now, y'all got to notice that word again. He put emphasis on this. He says again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible. So he tried again. I'll be explicit then. I am the gate for the sheep. All those others are up to no good. Amen.
So the way into the church is through Christ, brothers and sisters. It's plain. You don't get no plainer than that. He said, I guarantee this. Truly, truly. And I'm telling you again, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. I'm the one that guarantees that all this other stuff going on, you won't get to the Father but by me, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah,
and the ninth and tenth verse says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. He says, and I come that they may have life, we may have it more abundantly.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, I am the gate. Anyone who comes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture. A thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and more better life than they ever dreamed of. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Can I put a little emphasis on this? What do you think about a gate? Now, anybody got a fence around your house? Anybody got a gate at your door? What do you think about a gate? You let in and you let out.
Amen.
You know, maybe when your children were toddlers and they was growing up, and you put a gate there.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep them in or keep them out. You let them in or you let them out.
Yeah.
Christ said, I'm that gate. You want to get up to the Father? You got to come through me. I am that gate. That's plain. Remember the other scripture we read over there? Was that Matthew 7:14? Read that right quick, Pastor. Out of the King James, Matthew 7:14. It don't tell you who the gate is, but Christ is telling you right here, I am the gate. No worries, no think about it, no try to figure this out. I am the door. That's what a gate is, a door. By me, if any man enter in, this the gate, brothers and sisters. Make it real plain.
Thank you, Lord. In Matthew 7:14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Amen.
Yeah.
Here's
the gate. That's what he's saying here. He said, I'm the gate. I'm the door. I'm the door of the sheep.
Amen.
You can't get no plainer. So when you talk about the church, you can go in here and get the right hand of fellowship. You can do all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, and I'll be honest with you, some of that kind of stuff, you need to denounce it off your life anyway. Because they done bamboozled you. Trick you into joining, and you part of that. So Proverbs said, free yourself. free yourself. When you've been entangled with the yoke of bondage, free yourself. So it's just a, this is a, the truth of the matter is this is a new and living way. And this way is holiness. This is the truth. Holiness is in Christ. Because that's where he's at. He's into holiness. He's into holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Not the building. It's not what's over the doorpost. It's in Christ. Why? You ask? Mm-hmm. Hebrews 10. I think it's 20. I want to say 10 to 20. Let's look at Hebrews 10 and 20. I know why I jotted something else here. Y'all got to kind of bear with me here. I do a lot of multitasking, but when I'm in the Word, well, I be having so much stuff going on, y'all be surprised. It's a wonder. But I just thank God for the Holy Ghost. But that's his job. He brings it back to your memory. All you got to do is get in it, and he'll show bring it back. So in Hebrews 10, and I want to say it's that 20 verse I was looking at. We'll look at that right quick. Out of the King James and out of the Message. By
okay.
a new and living way, which he have consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God. God's house. See, he's talking about God's house right here. He's spiritual.
Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And from the Message Bible. We can now, without hesitation, walk right up to God into the holy place. Jesus has cleared the way by the blood of his sacrifice, acting as our priest before God. The curtain into God's presence is his body. Amen.
So, the holy place is Jesus have cleared the way. He did that through his blood, his sacrifice, acting as our high priest before God.
Thank you.
That allows us to be in the presence of God. So when you're in Christ, you're in the presence of God.
Yes.
That's the truth right there, brothers and sisters. That's a true church. So that's why he said, let us draw nigh with a true heart in the full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with the pure water or the pure word of God.
Yes. Amen.
We're part
amen.
Of a living church. I'm going to keep saying that. We're part of a living church. This is a new and living way. Our church is alive. The true church is alive. Can you get with that?
Yes.
One?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen.
The church is alive. And also, what was that? I think it's Hebrews 5 and 9. We can do that right quick. Before we run out of time, Hebrews 5 and 9. I just want to bless God's people, man, for them to know the truth and stop playing with the enemy. Because God, and I got to be honest with you, brothers and sisters, when you are flipping and flopping, you look wrong. You got to get a singleness of mind, singleness of purpose, and know that this is all about Christ. He says in Hebrews 5 and 9, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obeyed him.
Amen, amen. I send the message, Bible. Okay. Because he honored God, God answered him. Though he was God's son, he learned trusting obedience by what he suffered, just as we do. Then, having arrived at the full stature of his humanity, and having been announced by God as high priest in the order of Melchizedek, I'll read a little further. It says, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who believingly obey him. Amen.
He did his finished work here. He's finished. When he said it's finished, so don't let people bamboozle you. This eternal salvation is finished on earth like it was supposed to, so that we can enter into the eternal salvation. I know this may be a little difficult for some of y'all, but let me tell you what. When you leave this life, you're going to propel into eternal life, and Jesus has provided eternal salvation. Because you can't go over there and get it. You're not going to go over there and get eternal salvation. When you get there, wherever there is for you, you're going to either be eternal salvation or eternal damnation. So you can have eternal, you can have salvation here and it not be eternal. I'm going to say that one more time.
All right. Yeah.
You can have salvation here, and it doesn't have to be eternal salvation. It's just you got out the fire here.
All right. All right. Thank you, Lord.
See, but you want to be out of the fire forever. Hello, somebody.
Yes. Amen.
It's the difference between eternal salvation and this worldly salvation.